Maynard Meyer and Paul Ramo out here in rural Milan, and it's our privilege today to talk to Lila Strand, who just celebrated a birthday. Lila, how old are you?
I'm 105.
105 years old. So what year were you born then?
1912.
Okay, good. My math isn't very good, so I thought I'd have you tell me. Well, let's talk a little bit about where you grew up. Where were you born, and where did you grow up?
I was born on the family farm, 2 miles east and a half a mile north of Milan.
Okay, and how big a family?
I had one brother and 2 sisters.
Okay.
And they're all gone.
And have you been pretty well involved in farming all your life?
With me all of my life, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about growing up as a little girl. It was a little bit different than it is today, wasn't it? Tell us what it was like to live back in 1912, those days.
When I was in 7th grade, some of us girls were talking. And I don't know what the subject came up, but I said it was going to be a nurse. Well, that changed completely around because my mother died the last year I was in high school. In 8th grade, my mother died. So I had to take over after her.
Lila, when we came to visit you, you had Q92 on the radio. Do you like to listen to Q92 radio?
That's the only one I have on.
That's great. What do you like about it?
Well, I get the local and I get the state local and I get the on the hour. That's all I need.
Yeah. I understand you listen to Paul Ramo doing games once in a while.
I was listening to the game. Not that I'm a game enthusiast, but I do listen, and I heard Paul Ramo give my birthday.
Yep.
And I also heard it later on in another program.
Yeah, we tried to cover it pretty good for you.
Yeah, I had a great birthday. I'm glad they came on Saturday, which was more appropriate for them. Because on Sunday, weather was not there. Though I did get two local women coming on Sunday in the snow.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it looks like you got a lot of friends. You got some nice flowers and a big birthday card from the congregation at Kvitsa. That's your church over there, right?
They all brought gifts and lots of food and flowers. And the last one that came was a girl that worked for me some years ago. We always talked about March with his shamrocks, and they're white. So we continued with white flowers on this March.
Okay. Have you done a little gardening over the years, then?
Have I done gardening? You mentioned. My son would leave me a plot that I could have. But I stole a little extra yardage wider than what he left for me.
Okay, what did you like to raise?
Oh, I had a variety. I had lots of the variety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies, things that you like to do or did over the years?
Sewing and reading were two of my hobbies.
What do you like to read?
I like to read not fiction.
Stories about people's lives, biographies, that kind of thing?
Life of famous people.
Lila, what kind of advice would you give the people to live a long life, to live 105 years old? What would you say?
Not to rely on too much medication.
Well, I'm with you. I don't like taking any medicine unless you have to.
One thing was watermelon was a good thing.
Watermelon's good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, that's what it says. Okay. I like watermelon. Do you like watermelon?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Just look at that. That's all I get.
That's not bad.
Look how small they are.
It's pretty tiny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What? And that's
blood pressure, probably?
So yeah. For blood pressure pills.
Besides pain relief.
Okay. Sure. Take an aspirin once in a while or a little ibuprofen, maybe?
I take Tylenol.
Tylenol, yep.
And how about exercise?
Oh, yeah, well, that's so-and-so.
Yeah. I like you very much when you say that you don't need exercise, right?
I got to show you a paper when I get ready.
Okay.
But what I remember, one of the biggest events was no rain. Just that. What would you call them?
Drought.
The drought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a challenge.
What years was that?
Yeah, it was in the 30s.
1930s?
Yeah.
Where were you living right around here at the time?
I was out on the farm. And uncle was driving in the street, and it was so thick in the afternoon and he landed on the wrong side of the street.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of stories about those Dust Bowl days where
cattle had to exist a lot on Russian thistle.
Yeah.
So did you have a television set out on the farm when you were growing up? When did you get your first TV?
I I'm hard of hearing.
Okay.
But I do turn on the weather channel a lot to see what is going on.
Yeah. Did you get a TV many years ago? Did you have a TV when you were growing up at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't have TV. And one of the biggest things came when we got electricity for the farmers.
Yeah.
And we have it. They wired beforehand, and right before Christmas we got electricity.
What year was that, do you think?
Yeah.
30s, probably?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I bet that was a big change out on the farm.
Yeah.
Because I know some people had their own generator before that, where their own.
Yeah, a neighbor of ours. They had a generator, but mm-hmm. they could only use it for a few things.
Right, yeah. Once you run out of gas, that was it.
But they had a light.
What was the first car you ever had?
Oh, Overlander that my dad had, I think.
And how many years ago was that, or what year would that have been?
When I was a kid.
20s, maybe?
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Paul, any other questions for Lila here?
Well, I just want to wish you a happy birthday again. Mm-hmm. I hope I can live to be 105 and be healthy as you are.
There's a man who used to live in local, and he called the other day. He used to say when I had the past birthdays, you'll be to 110. Well, yesterday he called and he said the same thing.
Well, we hope that you do live to be 110, because it's a lot of fun talking to you.
Well, it's been great. Everybody's been great. Unexpected.
And we want to thank you for listening to Q92. We appreciate that, too.
Well, I guess what I want.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lila, and we look forward to talking to you again.